This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. She is Soshi Bardikasian. She is the CFO of Greencraft, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GKIT. Soshi, thank you and welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hey, give our listeners a little bit of background on yourself and your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A today.
Sure. My name is Soshi Bardikasian, and I'm the CFO for Greencraft. Greencraft was established in 2008 to offer alternative fuel trucks for the transportation industry in the United States. And we offer alternative fuels such as natural gas vehicles, propane vehicles, and hybrid electric vehicles, and we're also working on all-electric vehicles.
Wow, that's a very exciting. You know, I read a lot about your company 6 months before you guys came on the show. I'm really excited to have you on here today. You know, you guys do a lot over there. So what kind of products are you guys working on right now to better the environment?
So currently we have alternative fuel trucks that run on natural gas and propane in classes 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And we also offer conversion systems for existing vehicles such as Isuzu or Ford. And our products are using alternative fuel, natural gas, that's available in the United States. And they are good for the environment. They have clean emissions and an overall win-win for everybody.
You know, I wanted to really applaud your guys' company. You guys are out of Santa Ana, California. In 2014, you guys did roughly around $2.4 million in revenues. In 2015, you guys jumped all the way up to $12.3 million in revenues. You know, what gives on this? Why such the big jump?
Basically, we've been working on the alternative fuel products, and we did different projects that accounted for the sales jump in 2015, and we're all looking into doing alternative fuel products for the transportation industry, like for fleets and for municipalities. So that's why we had a great year in 2015.
You know, you guys are really in a great market space, and let's talk about that, municipalities. Tell my listeners what's going on in the state of California where so many of those trucks on the road have to fit certain emissions. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. In the past, it's all been like gasoline or diesel, mostly diesel in the transportation industry, especially in California. And the California agencies are putting mandates for, especially for cities, that they have to use alternative fuel. And our products fit their need because there is no other product like ours that can do the functionality of, for example, a truck that needs to do landscaping, or a truck that needs to have toolboxes on it for the cities. And they all have to be alternative fuel. And also, the state of California has different incentives. If people have like a diesel truck that is old and, you know, it needs to be replaced, they do provide incentives if you buy an alternative fuel truck. And in the past, diesel and gasoline fuel prices were up and down, mostly higher.
Absolutely.
And natural gas and propane are actually lower in cost, so it saves money for the municipalities and also any fleets who want to use alternative fuel.
How is the competition in this market space? Are you guys the only one in this space in California? Can you elaborate a little bit of where the competition is, and how big is this market?
Sure. In California, we're actually the only manufacturer that has alternative fuel trucks in these classes, and actually in the United States, we're probably the only one that's offering alternative fuel trucks in these certain classes. And the California market is huge, and also in California there's a lot of companies who use these trucks for deliveries and for plumbing and for furniture deliveries and refrigeration. All kinds of companies need these trucks. And the whole United States, the market is approximately 400,000 a year of these units, different classes, and that's why we're in this market. And conservatively, we're trying to get a certain percentage, which we feel we can because we offer alternative fuel trucks.
Well, I think you guys are on your way. I mean, going from $2.4 million in revenues from 2014 to $12.3 million in revenues in 2015, I definitely applaud your company. My guest today is GreenCraft Incorporated. They trade on the OTCQB under GKIT. Now, let me ask you this, Soshi. How is GreenCraft positioned in the market, and what does the future look like for the rest of 2016 and 2017?
Well, GreenCraft is ahead of everyone in this class of trucks, and natural gas and propane, a lot of people don't know that they actually function and can do the same thing gasoline or diesel does, and diesel has a lot of emissions that has carcinogens and particulate matter, where natural gas and propane are much cleaner. And it's good for the environment, and we also have it available in the United States where we don't have to import foreign oil. So we are positioned ahead of everyone in this industry, and we believe that it's going to be taking off tremendously in the future.
Two questions I have for you before I let you go. What is near zero emissions, and how is your duty sweeper that runs on American natural gas? Tell us about those two products, if you would.
So basically, the government agencies have said that near zero emissions vehicles are good, and they're willing to provide more incentives when it's near zero. Near zero means that the NOx standard, which is 0.20 right now, near zero would make it 0.02. or less, and we're working on engines for our trucks right now with products that meet near zero emissions. So the NOx is the most important gas that manufacturers want to reduce and the government agencies want to reduce. So our products are going to be meeting that.
And your and the duty sweeper, is that one of your big products?
Well, we worked on a sweeper truck in the past where we modified it with our system so that it runs on natural gas. It was an Isuzu vehicle, but our trucks can also be used as a sweeper because we offer a cabin chassis with a certain fuel, and you can add any type of box on the back. It could be like a steak bed, a refrigeration box, or a sweeper, or anything. So we offer the base, and you can make it whatever you want.
My guest today is Soshi Bardikashian, and she is the CFO of GreenCraft Incorporated. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GKIT. In closing, Soshi, is there anything that you'd like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
I believe we covered everything to let people know what GreenCraft is doing, and it's actually good for the environment, and the cities are mandated, you know, to use alternative fuel only, and we offer the products. So,
well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Our guest has been GreenCraft Incorporated. They do trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GKIT. The revenues from 2014 to 2015 were up over 500%. Their stock price is around 26 cents. My personal opinion, I think they're very undervalued. Soshi, thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how you guys are doing.
Sure, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.